Joining us live over the phone is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Nice to have some sunshine this morning after a little cloudy and rainy.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're last couple of days here.
Absolutely. Good to see some springtime, you know? Good to see some springtime.
Yes.
Well, Brian, we
appreciate in the Rockies.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time with us once a month as always, and understand you have some kind of good and bad for us this morning.
Yeah, I'll just start with the bad news and get out of the way. Our two big events, because of the COVID and all that, the Fossil Fest and the Oyster Ridge have been canceled. So the two of our signature events in our community, unfortunately, are not going to happen this summer. So, but another kind of...
Brian, on that note, before we move on, I've seen a lot of people ask, you know, why would you cancel those? Because they're still 2-3 months away, and it's not so much what COVID is doing at that time. It's more of the uncertainty, and these events don't just happen in a couple of days. They take planning and they take a lot of execution to pull off an event like this well in advance before it happens. And so it's just one of those things where despite what COVID may be doing in the middle of July, it's kind of what it's doing right now. You have to look at.
Yeah, that you said it well. That's exactly what's going on with both organizations that plan those. And a lot of it wasn't under their control. And so they did do a lot of work, and we appreciate the work they do. And we're hopefully next year everything will be even better than ever. So that's what we're looking for.
All right.
One other event that's been changed slightly, actually, is our fishing derby, which is a really popular event. We want to be trying to practice good social distancing with this, but instead of canceling the fishing derby, we kind of changed how we're doing it. And it's actually going to, and the fishing derby that we do here at the community pond is, for 13 and under aged youth, and they basically go to the fishing pond and try to, get prizes and all of that. What's changing this year is we're basically going to do it with pictures. And so any time between June 1st and June 30th of this year, any of the youth can go take a picture of themselves that they caught at the community pond with their fish. And even if they don't get a fish, just the fact that they tried it, they take a picture of themselves at the pond, that qualifies them to get into the drawing for the prizes. So that's a good way, a creative way that we've been able to keep that event going. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask. So where do those pictures? Where do they need to be submitted? And give us the timeline on that again.
So it's June 1st through June 30th, and they need to be submitted to Darlene Schultes, who's over our recreation programs for the city. And if they could either text them to her cell phone or mail them, that would be great. And I can give you her cell phone right now. It's 307-727-8311. That's 307-727-8311. Or she, you could email her at D-S as in Sam, C-H as in Harry, U-L-T-H-E-S-S at Kemmerer.org. Either way, email or text her that information. And then we will be posting those pictures as well on Facebook if they want. If they don't want it to be posted, if they could just put that in the note, we'd appreciate that so that we could not respect their wishes. Well, so we can respect their wishes on that.
Sure. Well, I think it's great, Brian. I'm happy to see that not everything gets canceled, that some things are maybe redone a little to make it work and still able to do things like this fishing derby. Because like you said, it's a big thing for the community of Kemmer, and at least something's still happening.
Yes, and it's not just that event that we're trying to. We have a lot of other summer activities. We're trying to figure out a way to salvage them, basically, and and do something creative in a different way. So Darlene will be working in, on that in the next week as well. And another good news is that we had the rec center closed, but we have got good preparation and practices in place. That our rec center now is open with social distancing guidelines, of course, and all of that. So the rec center is now open. City Hall is fully open with guidelines as well. So.
All right, Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. And Brian, just remember this, part of the good news from you this morning, the City of Kemmer, along with the Town of Diamondville and a few other local groups and organizations, just awarded some grants from the Kemmer Foundation Fund. It was announced earlier this week.
That's right, yes. We're excited. We have actually, some of that money went to the rec center for operations, which is very, very needed. Very much needed, and also to a lot of our equipment that we is wearing down at our golf course. So we really appreciate our being able to get that grant, and yeah, we're thankful for it.
Brian, just mentioning the golf course, give us an update there as well. What are the plans for golf course? Are things open?
The golf course is open. It's ready to go, and we're practicing social distancing. Obviously, we can't open the bar right now there, but everything is, you know, going well. And it's really, the course is looking good. We actually have a new golf course superintendent. His name's Ryan Franklin, and he's had a lot of experience at some pretty good courses. So he's already got it looking good and has lots of good plans for it. We also have a new clubhouse manager, Luke Bergman, who has worked at the golf course before, but he's the clubhouse manager. So I think we've got a good team over there, and they'll provide great customer service to anybody that comes.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.